online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of Tough Enough AfterBuzz. You're watching live on AfterBuzzTV.com, as well as the YouTube AfterBuzz page. And, of course, you can listen and download it on iTunes and SoundCloud. Make sure you subscribe. Give those 5 stars. My name is Christian Rosenberg. Follow me on Twitter, at Real Rosenberg. And joining me right now, the big man, the Pharaoh, the man who, shockingly, last night was eliminated from Tough Enough, at Tough Mata, Mata Abdelhamid. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Christian, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm glad I'm having you on, but I'll be honest. I said the same thing to Patrick last week. I was not expecting to talk to you until the finale. So, I mean, to put in layman's terms, what happened? What was so different this week compared to the last few weeks when you seemed to be the guy to beat?
To be honest, I'm just in as much shock as you are. I have no idea what happened. I didn't expect to be going home this early. I truly believed that I was going to go all the way to the end and win this thing. And I was just in shock last night that I was even in the bottom three. And to go home like that was definitely disappointing. But, you know, I have my head held up high. And I know I have a very bright future. And I love the WWE. I have a great passion for it. And I'm going to work hard to get back to where I was and hopefully one day make all my dreams come true.
Yeah, and you seem to have, you know, a lot of support, you know, from the judges. Obviously, Hogan was heavily praising you. Paige said last night, she's like, we just eliminated a superstar. So with all this support that you're getting from these superstars and legends, why do you think the WWE Universe keeps voting ZZ to move on?
To be honest, I don't know. They see a lovable character in him. He's a funny guy, and people kind of associate with him. He's more of like the average guy. He's more attainable. They see themselves in him, maybe. But, you know, for one reason or another, they love ZZ, and he does have that fan base. I just hope that, you know, he starts working a little bit harder for all of his fans.
Do you think it was fair that Miz became a judge this week?
As I said last night in the show, that, you know, nothing in life is fair. But if you look at it, Miz, you know, he was on the show before. He's a WWE superstar. He's got the experience, and he's been with us since day one. So it kind of made sense for him to be a judge.
And yeah, and talking about Tough Talk last night on the network, you were very emotional, really, you know, called out ZZ for, you know, the lack of the working out. You're talking about how he was eating Chipotle, and everyone on, like, pretty much all the remaining contestants are just like, ZZ should have went home. ZZ should have went home. So what type of morale is that? Because, I mean, you guys have had that earlier in your season when you thought, you know, Diana should have been going home, and she was staying. But what type of morale does that bring into the house, where all of a sudden everyone's thinking this person should go home, and they don't go home?
Yeah, you know, this time it's a little different. Like, last time with Diana, it was more like drama-based. You know, people just didn't like her. Where we actually like ZZ. I love ZZ as a person. You know, he's always going to be my little brother. But for this competition, he just wasn't cut out for it. He's not putting in the work, and we all see it as competitors. You know, we're at the gym, you know, busting our butts, and he's sleeping or he's just watching us or getting in the way. You know, he claims he's on a diet, but when nobody's looking or cameras are not on him, he's stuffing his face with food. You know, and I don't know what it's going to take to motivate him. He's got thousands of fans. He's got a $250,000 contract on the line, yet he's still not motivated. It just shows that he doesn't want it. And now that it's getting down to the wire, it's crunch time, That's why the competitors want him gone. He doesn't want it. He shouldn't be there. And flat out and simple, where, you know, before it was Diana and stuff like that, it was more like just drama bait. People just didn't like her. Where, you know, everybody loves ZZ, but they just, he doesn't belong in that competition.
I really thought your standout moment during this competition was the ring entrance challenge when you came out as DeFerro. And a lot of people were thinking, I know, like myself and the other panelists on our AfterBuzz show, we're thinking when you got the suggestion King of the Ring, we're thinking, oh, okay, he's going to do kind of, you know, your typical king thing with a crown and scepter, like how King Banu's Barrett is right now. And all of a sudden, you came out in something what we felt was completely unexpected, but obviously it's something that you connect to because through your roots. So how do you feel that things like that could benefit you or benefit other people when they really just kind of connect a part of themselves into their character?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helped me when I got the card King of the Ring. Of course, the first thing I thought was, you know, King Barrett, King Booker, you know. And when I deep in my heart, I wanted to be a pharaoh. When I found that costume and I showed Booker T, and he was like, wow, you know, that he didn't expect that. And I saw in his face, he loved the idea. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it definitely helped because it was a part of me. Now, of course, it's exaggerated times a million, but having that, you know, that pride and, you know, that's where I'm from made me connect to the character even that much more. So it was great to have that character, and who knows, I might use it in the future.
Do you think you're the most marketable person on this show?
Yes, I think, you know, as I said last night, you know, I think I bring the overall package, you know, in terms of the it factor, you know. And that's everything, the charisma, the personality, the size, the look. You know, I bring it all. I have the work ethic. And plus with my background, you know, there's never been an Egyptian WWE superstar, very few from the Middle East. And I know it's a huge, huge market there. And they're dying to get somebody like me, you know, with an Arabic background that's fluent in Arabic. So I'm the most marketable guy there, where I believe, you know, the rest of the contestants are more just like, not to say average, I don't want to say average, but, you know, yeah, they're okay, but I don't think they have as much potential as I do in terms of marketing.
What do you feel, because I agree with what you're saying as far as you got the look, you have the charisma, you have, like, can ring entrance skills, you're good on promos. From what we were seeing on the show, your ring work is improving. What does Mata feel is his biggest weakness?
Definitely continuing to get better in the ring. You know, I'm very good with the promos, the ring entrance. I'm an entertainer. You know, I love to entertain a crowd. I wish there was 20,000 people watching me during that ring entrance, because I love people watching. I love being in front of a crowd, and, you know, that's what I do. And just continuing to get better in the ring on a daily basis, because, you know, it's something new. I've never done it before. And it's great to see the improvements I've made just in the last 5 weeks. And I'm going to continue to work at it. No days off. I'm going to, you know, I'm flying up to D.C. tonight, and I'm going to actually meet up with Patrick at his wrestling training facility and get a workout with him tomorrow. Because I want to get better, and I want to, you know, hopefully come back into the NXT soon and start chasing my dream.
And now let me ask you, pertaining to that dream, because the thing that we always hear on these Tough Enough shows, and the thing that you always hear from wrestlers past and present, is the sacrifice that they make. Because, you know, WWE superstars, they're on the road 250 to 300 days a year. You have a family. You have a little baby at home. Is this something that you feel like today that you're willing to be gone for 300 days a year? Obviously, you're going to support your family, but in doing so, you're going to miss a lot of firsts, as many superstars in the past have with their kids. Is that something that you're willing to sacrifice to achieve this?
Yeah, I would have never even come to Tough Enough if I didn't think I was ready to make that sacrifice. And everything in life comes with a sacrifice. You know, I left home. I grew up in New Zealand. I left New Zealand at 18 years old and went to play college basketball. And from 18 to 25, I was living out of a suitcase. I went to 3 different colleges. I mean, I went to play professionally overseas, going from country to country. I'm used to being on the road. Now it's a little bit tougher because I do have a baby. I'm going to miss a lot of firsts, but I'm willing to make that sacrifice. You know, at the end of the day, I'm doing it, you know, for him. I can't wait for him to see me on TV one day and, you know, say that's my daddy up there. And I know they support me 110%. And it just comes, you know, with this territory. You've got to make sacrifices, and that's with everything in life. But I think it's more than worth it.
During your time in the barracks, when the cameras were off, now granted Periscope was probably on because you guys are being filmed like 24/7, but when the main cameras were off, who do you feel besides you was doing the most work as far as maybe in the ring, working out, studying tape? Who do you feel is the most committed to this?
Out of the guys, I think Josh is the most committed. I see the fire in him, and, you know, he was in the NFL. He knows what it takes to be a pro athlete and the amount of work it takes to be that good at something, to hone your craft. And that's something somebody like ZZ needs to watch. He needs to watch that work ethic and how much work we put into our craft to become who we are today.
Do you feel... just kind of touching back on ZZ again real quick. Do you feel this is fourth time in the bottom three? Patrick last week was talking about, hey, there should be a 3 strikes, you're out rule. Do you feel that something like that should be in effect?
I mean, yeah, yes and no, but, you know, the fans seem to love him. So at the end of the day, you know, it's, you know, fans get to vote for the winner of this competition. If the fans love him, then, you know, he rightfully deserves it. But yeah, he's been in the bottom 3-4 out of 5 weeks, I think, something like that. But he seems to be untouchable in there. You know, if you're ever against ZZ in the bottom 3, you got to watch out. And that's what happened to me last night.
So I know you kind of touched on it that you're about to fly to DC to train with Patrick. Have any other wrestling schools or past, you know, WWE legends or current superstars, have they reached out to you? I know it's been less than 24 hours, but have they kind of reached out to you and kind of given you advice on what to do next or where you should go train next?
The coaches all contacted me last night. You know, they told me just to, you know, relax, just kind of relax for a week, spend some time with my family and kind of, you know, reach out to them, you know, when I'm ready, and I'll definitely contact them probably by the end of the week. Mick Foley actually reached out to me last night, and, you know, he had some great words for me. He told me he was supporting me, and he gave me some great advice, too, and it was just humbling to get, you know, a message from him. He's a great guy, and he was one of the guys I always looked up to, and so it's definitely surreal getting all of the support from everybody, and Chris Jericho last night was very supportive after the show. But, you know, the next step for me is definitely trying to get back to Orlando into the PC and getting my foot in the door with NXT.
All right, and finally, Mata, if you're no longer in the competition, who's winning it on the male side and the women's side?
For the male side, Josh, I feel, is going to win it. I think he just brings the overall package. Tanner's a great athlete, but he needs to work on his personality, his promo skills, his speaking ability. ZZ just needs to figure out if he actually even wants this in the first place, and he definitely needs to work on his physicality, getting in shape, and his work ethic. But I think Josh brings the overall package. He's got everything right now. I know he works hard, and he's going to continue to do so. For the female side, I think Gigi's going to win it. I think she brings the overall package. She's got the physicality in the ring. She's got a great personality. And she's kind of got that switch where, you know, she's very nice outside the ring, but she can turn it on when she gets into the ring, as you saw in her entrance challenge.
Well, I thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Mata. Do you have any words that you want to tell all your fans that are listening on AfterBuzz that have been supporting you through Tough Enough and obviously through AfterBuzz?
I just want to tell everybody that, you know, I love them to death. You know, thank you so much for all of your support. I couldn't have done this without you, and I wouldn't do this without you. At the end of the day, you know, the WWE is nothing without their fans, and we truly appreciate everything you guys do for us. I'm very humbled by all of the support you guys give me, and I promise you I will be back one day in the WWE, and I can't wait to do so and make you guys all proud. Thank you very much.
No problem. Mata, you have a great look. I can tell from these last few weeks on the show and just talking with you right now, you definitely have the drive. I respect that. I want to see you succeed. Dude, next time you're in L.A., come by and chat with us live in the studio. You're more than welcome to hang out here with us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I live by Santa Monica, so yeah. Definitely.
You're not far at all.
I would love to. Yeah, I'll definitely come in. Just let me know. Get in contact with me.
Sounds good, Mata. I will. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow Mata on Twitter, at Tough Mata. Watch him on his road to get back to Performance Center. And, of course, for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow us on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Myself, you can follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg. Once again, Mata, thank you so much for chatting with us this week. We'll get you in the studio sometime soon. And we'll chat with you guys next week on Tough Enough AfterBuzz. See you later.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.